Hello everyone, welcome and thank you for being here. Today we will talk about the divine power of smooth and continuous energy flow. Everything is energy. That's one of my favorite sentences. Characteristics of energy are frequencies of vibration, continuous transmutation, smooth flow, divine intelligence, which I call divine consciousness, and so on. So the smooth and continuous flow of energy is divinely powerful and available to all of us permanently, if we allow it. When energy flows smoothly and continuously, all is happy, healthy, wealthy, all is divine. Blockages prevent the smooth and continuous flow of energy. Clutter and chaos are examples of blockages. They're different blockages, but the presence of blockages has similar effects. And moreover, since the frequency of vibration of energy blockages is different from the healthy frequency of vibration of the smooth and continuous flow of energy, two consequences manifest. The altered frequency of vibration of the blockage continuously broadcasts its frequency and continuously attracts energies of the same and similar frequencies, which pile up the blockages and increase them. Unless released, this process continues until a total hold. And secondly, everything is connected, and the energy blockages start to create morphic fields, which transfer the locality of the blockage to larger fields, affecting more areas and ultimately all areas of life. Unless released, this process continues until a total hold where everything is stuck and it really doesn't feel good. So true love is the vital power and divine essence of all that is. And true love always comes together with the powerful inner light of the divine. Energy blockages prevent true love and its partner light to be freely allowed and continuously expressed within us, for us, and through us. The energy blockages close us to being our true divine selves. The root causes of the energy blockages are subconscious and are not perceivable by the five senses. However, they are mirrored externally in our health, relationships, environments, situations, circumstances, in everything that we conventionally perceive as our reality. Everything in our internal and external world is reflected by the state of the energy flow of our beings. Everything. Any stagnation in the flow of energy shows up as interruption of the supply of true love and light that are our innate essence. Thus, any stagnation and any obstruction in the smooth and continuous flow of energy block us from being our true selves and prevent us from expressing our divinity and manifesting life with ease. So now I choose to consider the chaos and clutter aspects of blocked energy flow. Let us look in the mirror and see what images show up. Let us choose to look in a few mirrors that are readily available to all of us, namely our homes, cars, all the closets and compartments in them, and the arrangements. There are plenty of mirrors, including our handwriting, the health of our physical bodies, the whole state of our beings, relationships with ourselves, with others, and so on, which are fascinating mirrors, and we can look at them in another visit together. Energies that are lodged in you, in me, in all of us, are clutter and chaos, and manifest in malfunction in different areas of life and aspects of our beings. It is absolutely essential to release them, freeing ourselves to be our true selves. And this is one of my favorite topics, which we will not address today. We'll start with the first step to it. So if you look at yourself in the mirror and, for example, see a speck of dust on your eye, you remove it from your eye, which results in an image in the mirror that is free of the dust. If you start wiping it or removing it from the mirror itself, the dust will continue to show up simply because it is a reflection of the dust on your eye, and the only way to free the mirror image of it is to remove it from your eye. But what if the mirror is dirty and dusty? Would that show a clear image? Well, we already know the answer here, that any smudges on the surface of the mirror itself prevent a clear reflection. So start by cleaning the mirror. And now we will start with exactly that, cleaning the mirror. If the lenses on your sunglasses are dirty, this shows up in your view. You wipe the lenses and you have to remove the cause in order to produce a new effect that's desirable. So conventionally we're used to see the mirror being distorted by different procedures. Cutting it off, associated with surgery, burning it up, radiation, flooding it with poisons, chemotherapy, which distort and destroy the mirror, but have no true healing effect on the state of being of the thing that is reflected in the mirror. So instead of pouring huge amounts of energy to alter the mirror, we just have to start by wiping it so we can see clearly in it, and then continue to declutter within us to produce a desirable image. It's very simple and easy to do. And today I propose that we start with the initial step, cleaning the mirror. So let's get on it. What I'm offering here now is a simple way to get the energy moving in your favor. As I said, the cars, houses, and so on are mirrors in which the state of our whole being and the energy that everything is are reflected. I just made a point to clear the chaos and clutter from the original, and this will result in a clean and organized image in the mirror. So if you're asking why I'm asking you to start clearing the cars, the houses, because these are the mirrors, it means that you're truly listening, and I congratulate you for it. Here's the answer. The clutter and the chaos in your cars, homes, and so on is already manifested. It's very tangible to the five senses, and removing it physically is a great starting point to let the energy flowing again in your environment. Once you feel the energy in your environment flow, this empowers you, uplifts you, and inspires you to continue with decluttering yourself. This is a clear example of how we can use to our advantage our conventional conditioning, which tells us to create from the outside. We use it to our advantage to wipe the mirrors first and then continue from the clear view we see to clear the original and manifest it according to our desires. In fact, all creation starts within us. This environmental declutter can be used to clean the mirror, which acts as an initial jump start. To use the analogy, if a car's battery is not capable to start the car, you use outside power to jump start the battery, but you still have to drive the car for a while after it's jump started until the battery charges so it works properly. Are there other more advanced ways to handle this situation? Yes, there are. But I'm offering here, now, a very easy and simple way that you can start right now without excuses that you have to know something else before you start. Because in most cases, studying is a big procrastination point. Another way to perceive what I'm offering here is cleaning, dusting, polishing, and organizing the mirrors to see clearly through them what the next step of restoring order to your whole being and your life is. It's like for a moment, if you imagine the mirrors of your car, when you sit on the driver's seat, you look at all the rear view mirrors that's on the side of the car, the one that's in the car, to see if you see what you would like to see. If there's any dirt on them, you clean it first before you start driving. So let's start with our cars. I suggest you choose one car, and you can apply the same process to all cars that you own after that. My sincere encouragement is just do it. Let go of procrastination and start. Once you start, you're already on the way to manifest what you desire. So how does the car look on the outside? How does it look on the inside? Is there order or chaos in it? Is there clutter in it? Are there things in the car that don't belong in it? Is there dust anywhere in the car? Is there hair and fur inside? Is the car clean on the outside? Is the car clean on the inside? Are the windows clean both inside and out? What about the mirrors? Is there any garbage in the car? Is the air fresh and pleasant inside? What about the order in the glove compartment? The door pockets? The pockets behind the front seats? How pleasant does it feel to be in the car? How does the car work? So when you finish talking, clean the car. Arrange everything. Remove, wash and dry any removable seat covers. Remove all that doesn't belong in the car. Vacuum it. Clean the windows, the gear shift, the wheel. Dust all surfaces, including the dashboard. Ensure that the spaces under the seats are empty so the energy can flow through them. The air can move freely. If you have any reusable grocery bags in the car, which I have, wash and dry them and put them clean all inside one of the bags back in the car. Wash and wax the car on the outside. Then do the same thing for all your cars. Restoring order in your cars has a very direct pleasant effect on you and all aspects of your life. It allows the energy in your immediate environment to flow. Once you put it in order, you will feel it clearly. And order and cleanliness raises the frequency of vibration and opens to love and light, opens you to love and light. So after the cars, let's look at the garage. Organize the garage and release everything that's clutter and that doesn't belong in there. Organize it so that you easily see and know where everything is. And remember, the garage is not a storage room. Make sure there's plenty of space around the cars and all doors and trunks open freely. Pull the cars out and sweep the floor. If there are any curtains or other washable items in the garage, wash, dry and replace them. Water has the power to raise the energy vibration. Washing curtains seasonally, that means every 3 months at least, is a great way to raise the vibration. Even if the curtains look clean, washing them raises the frequency of vibration of the whole house and opens the energy flow. You can witness this by doing it, by experiencing it. So I completely inspire you here to do that. Next, let's look in the house. Choose a room to start with and then do the same for all the other rooms and spaces in your home and then for all other houses that you have. Release all the clutter, both from the room and from all the compartments, drawers, closets in the room. Ensure that all chaos, including paper clutter, is released. Do the laundry and arrange the clean clothes where they belong. If there are any clothes to be mended, do so before you put them back in the closet. So everything in your closet has to be in a ready-to-wear condition to allow the free flow of energy. If there are clothes that you don't use anymore, give them away to open the energy to what you use. Wash, dry, and replace all removable covers from chairs, couches, and so on. Vacuum and dust all the surfaces. Make sure there is a free access to all furniture and all furniture doors can be freely opened and regularly used. This is extremely important. Sometimes we arrange things in a way that in order to get something you have to move a whole piece of furniture to open another. And even if we excuse ourselves that we don't use this often or whatever, this is a representation of an energy block. And even if we actually never use it, it still blocks the energy that is reflected within us. So it is a great idea to, if it's never used, then it should be even better yet removed from there. There is always a way to arrange all furniture in a way that is freely openable and accessible. So empty all the garbage, recycle all outdated catalogs, expired coupons, and whatever kind of other paper objects are there that are to go. Remember to go through your bags, purses, and wallets. Remove everything that doesn't belong there and arrange the rest. Ensure that receipts, all receipts from stores that you bought things, are removed from your wallets, pockets, purses, bags, and organized according to their use in folders or recycled. So here, I just would like to add something very quickly. It's a huge topic by itself, and I'm only going to mention it now. That please, in general, just keep, if you are keeping receipts from shopping, keep those in your wallet. Don't put them in pockets or loose in your purse, because most of this is still for people to become aware, but the paper on which the receipts are printed is covered in BPA, which is bisphenol A, which is a very strong chemical, it's a hormone disruptor, cannot be washed. The only thing that can remove it is probiotics. And basically, by touching this, putting in a clothes, even forgetting in the laundry and washing it, you're putting that detrimental chemical all over yourself, your clothes, your surfaces. So, as I said, it's a huge topic that takes an hour or two to just scratch the surface of it. But in general, organize yourself. So if you're keeping receipts when you buy something, put them directly in a wallet or in a place, and when you go home, arrange them where they belong. Don't pile them up in wallets or forget them in pockets. I definitely would encourage you never put those in pockets. So this brings order and opens up the space for more abundance to flow through you. Bringing order to all the rooms raises the frequency of vibration of the whole house. And even better, ensure that the arrangement and placement of all the furniture, pictures, decorations, and all objects is in sync to allow the free energy flow. You can incorporate the wisdom of feng shui. There's plenty of ancient Chinese and also Ayurvedic wisdom on how to arrange things for better flow of energy, and I've personally experienced this, that you can have the same objects in the room, but if you place them so they're in sync with the flow of energy, you actually get much more use from them, and it's more pleasant, and you really attract abundance in the right way. That's very easy and simple. Open the windows and let the clean air, the clean fresh air in. Water the plants. Dust all the plant leaves. This is something we completely ignore. This beautifies the plants and allows them to better produce oxygen for you. So conventionally, we're taught to consider things linearly. And we're taught to consider time as a linear represented by a line that goes from the past to the future, when in fact, a more accurate presentation is non-linear. True essence of energy is non-linear, multidimensional, infinite, eternal, and transmutable. So let's use those characteristics of energy in our advantage. And I would like to mention here, basically to compare my presentation of closed and open flow. Closed energy is limited because it's blocked and doesn't allow for infinite possibilities. Limited is closed and closed is limited. It's like a loop. Open energy is infinite because it's freely flowing and allows infinite possibilities. Free is open. Open is free. That's what we would like to choose here. In a closed block energy, the possibilities are seriously restricted. All these infinite possibilities that exist are seriously restricted when the energy is closed and blocked. And they wander around, and they are attracted by strange attractors, fractal sets on which the motion is fragmented, and thus unstable and not self-sufficient. And I'm going to say this again. This is a mouthful, but it's a very powerful wisdom contained in it. In a closed block energy, the possibilities are seriously restricted, and they wander around, and they are attracted to strange attractors, fractal sets on which the motion is fragmented and thus unstable and not self-sufficient. This results in being sensitive to even tiny changes in initial conditions and a perception of a victim who is not in control of their creations. This basically is the straw that makes the glass overflow. While vibrating with the frequency of confusion, and the effect is chaos and fragmentation. It feels heavy, burdensome, and stuck because it is so. Since the true essence of energy is strongly non-linear and infinite, energetic clutter manifests in a slow build-up of chaos, followed by a sudden discharge of fragmentations, and the cycle repeats indefinitely until we release the root causes of the blockages and free the energy to vibrate with its healthy frequency of vibration. This is another very powerful sentence, and I will repeat it. So, since the true essence of energy is strongly non-linear and infinite, energetic clutter manifests in a slow build-up of chaos, followed by a sudden discharge of fragmentations, and the cycle repeats indefinitely until we release the root causes of the blockages and free the energy to vibrate with its healthy frequency of vibration. The slow build-up of chaos is stress, and the sudden discharge is relaxation. Thus, the victim state is characterized with slow and long stress that builds up and puts the being in a continuous fight or flight state, which is close to growth, healing, and health, followed by a quick relaxation during discharge, which is much shorter relative to the stress period and chaos, and doesn't allow for coming out of the chaotic stress. This results in feeling like a victim in a continuous chaotic stress, and this prevents one from being themselves. So I definitely encourage you to get on with it. I personally am doing this in my office right now. I still have a few things to finish with my desk, which apparently is the last place to declutter, because everything is important, and it is, but still it's more important to put it in order. So after you organize the environment, celebrate and congratulate yourself. This is an extremely important step. Celebrate and congratulate yourself. This will give you more inspiration to basically continue, and now you're ready to connect and communicate with your true self. And whatever energetic baggage you have that you're carrying lodged in you to be released. Remember, you are truly divine. All you are to be is be your true self. All you have to do is allow your divinity from within you to be expressed. All you are to have is trust in your infinite, almighty, omnipotent, and omnipresent, eternal, divine power. Trust your divine essence. Be the divine light. Allow the divine love. And always remember, you're truly divine. I would like to finish this service with my favorite prayer. Divine Consciousness, Divine Father, Mother, Life, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. And when we remove the clutter, we allow the divine presence around us to be revealed easier to us. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you.